just curious what kind of role your father might have played in you becoming the player you are.
Yeah, a huge role. Obviously, like, he's the reason I started playing hockey, just being around it all the time, learning from him, watching him, kind of remembering him playing, and then when he was coaching and just learning so much from him, teaching me like small details that the most guys don't get to learn. So, I mean, it's a massive privilege to get to learn from him.
Yeah, Chase, Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com. There's a pretty solid group of defensemen here. What separates you from that group and maybe makes you the best defenseman in this year's draft class?
Yeah, I think I've overcome a lot of adversity in my career. I think coaches can throw me out there in any situation that they want to, any opportunity that presents itself on the ice, I can run a power play. Yeah, I think my skating separates me in a tremendous way to be able to play big roles in big minutes as well. So,
Steven Ellis for Daily Faceoff. This one's for both of you guys. You guys are still just teenagers, so how do you handle the pressure of the draft year? I know it's just hockey for the most part, but how do you handle the extra pressure this year?
I can't speak for Chase, but for me, I think I'm just going out there and playing. I think we're similar and we've had a lot of adversity, and we've played and we've made our way up to be fortunate enough to be in this position. And I think for us, we're just out there playing. And we're not really worried about too much pressure, and we're just enjoying the moment.
Yeah, I think feeding off what Caleb said, yeah, just being present in the moment. I think we've both gone through building our way from nothing to something big. So I think as long as we keep our nose to the grindstone, and I think everything will pan out.
Brant Caputo, Armchair GMs. Caleb, first, you played with a lot of great leaders this year in Brantford. Jet Luchenko, Jake O'Brien, a lot of great captains, Ben Danford as well. What did you learn from those guys, and what are you trying to maybe learn from them on a day-to-day basis as you went through this process this season?
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot. They've given me a lot of advice, like about the combine, about draft year, and just watching them, you know, taking different pieces of how they lead. Like, for example, Danford's a super vocal guy, and he wants everyone to play their best and have the best effort. So, kind of trying to be vocal like him and take pieces of how he leads and just taking different pieces from each of their leadership styles and trying to be like them.
And Chase, this season with Sue, obviously you guys went up against a team that won an OHL championship in the Memorial Cup and the Kitchener Rangers in the second round. What did you learn from that experience and, you know, going through that against a really tough team that'll probably sort of help your development going forward?
Yeah, obviously everyone sees how good Kitchener is. They got a very depthy team. They had four lines of forwards that could all score. They had three D pairings that could all shut down and also play offense, so it was definitely tough. But obviously we got knocked out in game five, but I think we held our own for the time we were out there, played our hardest, and did everything we could to try and win.
Hey guys, Vishal Hussain from Ontario Sports Radio. Just a question for each of you. What, having played each other, what do you think each other's biggest strengths are going up against one another?
I think Chase proved himself as a pretty elite player and dominated in the OHL this year. I think for him, he's got a lot of attributes. I think his skating is probably his biggest one. Really elusive, really fast, especially in the blue line, very dynamic. So I think that's probably one of his best attributes.
Yeah, playing against Caleb this year, going out there, and you know, you never know what he's going to do. He's a very unpredictable player. So not to his teammates, but to the other team, I'd say for sure he does tremendous things with the puck. He's got the goal-scoring mindset. He's got the ability to make plays and set up his teammates and play in the defensive zone as well. So overall, I think he's a very good player.
Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News. This question's for Caleb. You played for Jay McKee in Brantford. How would you describe him as a coach, and what did you learn from working with Jay?
Yeah, I learned a lot. He's extremely composed as a coach, very intelligent and very detail-oriented. So, I mean, he expects so much from us, and we had a very good team there. And yeah, we could kind of prove in night in, night out that we're detail-oriented. So learning from him how to approach the game and what to take out of video and how to apply it to your game, I mean, that was a big thing I learned this year, and I'm very grateful for him.
This one's for Chase. You took a big offensive step this year with your game. I was kind of wondering just, you know, what did you do that kind of made you take that big leap with your offensive production?
Yeah, I think confidence from my coaches and teammates, my ability to go out there and just do my thing and know that my teammates are going to back me up if I make a mistake. But, yeah, I think coming to the OHL, coming to the Sioux, they gave me all the opportunity and capabilities in the world to go out there and just be the player I was. So I took every advantage of it and made sure that I was the best I could be every night.
Caleb? John Warrell with the Associated Press. I guess, what was it like? I'm sure you've met with Vancouver. And what is that meeting like, knowing that your dad is the coach of the team and he's got the scouting report on you?
Yeah. It's pretty cool knowing that he's part of that organization, and he's been such a huge part of that for a while now. Yeah, it's kind of a weird phone call after asking how the meeting went and talking with him about that. But no, it's just pretty cool to maybe potentially have that opportunity. I mean, we're both pretty professional about it, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
Caleb Thomas-Drance, The Athletic in Vancouver. What clicked for you, would you say, offensively in the second half of your season this past year and into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think a few things. Obviously, playing on such an elite power play. We had the best power play, I think, last 30 years, so that obviously helps. Playing pretty confidently, I think my attacking mindset, I tried to shift to attack more and try and put more pucks on net, not be afraid to shoot. I think that was kind of a big part of kind of my success in the back half and in playoffs.
Hey, Caleb, Chase, Mike Morial, NHL.com here. For each of you, what were teams most curious about when you had the interviews this week? Caleb?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams asked kind of how I'd be, what it'd be like playing for my dad, and I mean, kind of the same answer. Just we'd be pretty professional about it. It'd be obviously cool, very special moment. Not a lot of people get to say that, but yeah, I'd just be pretty professional and able to handle that pretty easily, I think.
Chase? Yeah, a lot of the teams have asked about my career path. It's been long and hard, so they've all wanted to know how it was been and how I overcame the adversity and what motivates me every day to be the player I was. So.
Hey, Anthony Donati from Draft Prospects Hockey. What are NHL teams getting with Caleb Malhotra and Chase Reed?
Yeah. You're going to get a two-way defenseman that definitely likes keeping pucks out of the back of his own net before he relies on his offense, but definitely loves having the puck on my stick. Love to carry the play. Love being the go-to guy. You can throw me out there in any situation, like I said earlier, and I'm willing to take on whatever role you need me to take on.
Yeah, I think my game's extremely two-way, very reliable. Offensively, I'm a playmaker, going to get my teammates open, give them very good looks, and also a guy that can finish. Kind of very versatile offensively and also defensively, checking top guys, being able to be physical at times and be smart with the puck other times. So just very reliable and versatile guy.
Last question over here.
Hi, guys. Marco D'Amico, BPM Sports. It's the Combine. They asked some funny questions. Did you guys get any good ones while you were here?
I was waiting for one. I didn't get one weird one, but Montreal made me throw a puck into a garbage can to test my confidence and see how far back I was willing to go to make the puck in the bucket. But I missed. But I tried to make it. But yeah, I didn't make it. So
yeah, I did the same with Montreal. Missed as well. That's tough. I mean, I've heard of a couple. Forget who it was, but they're asking if you were on a desert island or something. There's no water for a day's walk away, and you have someone beside you with a water bottle, would you kill them and take the water? So I've heard about that one. I think that's pretty crazy.